What have you been doing this week?
I've been having parties lately, like baby showers and stuff. I've been studying a lot. I've been playing ball with the neighbors, basketball.
Why have you been having baby showers?
Because we just had a little baby. He was born on Easter. He's cute. He was born early because he was supposed to be born on May 2nd. He's the smallest thing I've ever seen. He's like a doll. He weighs just a little bit more than 5 pounds.
So you didn't have a usual kind of Easter, did you?
No. We took mom to the hospital. She went in about 1 a.m. and the baby came about 10 p.m. I stayed home to take care of the little kids with my brother and uncle. We cleaned the house to surprise mom.
Please explain what a baby shower is.
It's when you have a party for a woman who is pregnant. They bring gifts like diapers and baby food and clothes. We did games for the adults. We played Spanish music for the people to dance. We made some hamburgers and hot dogs and passed out cake.
What classes are you taking?
Science, social studies, math, language arts, reading lab, guided studies. That's when they help you study. And health.
What languages do you speak at home?
Spanish and English. With my brother, I speak English because we are used to English. But with my mom, I speak Spanish. With my dad, I speak both. We talk both languages, really. I was born in Puerto Rico, and I was about 7 when we came to the mainland U.S. I didn't speak English. We were in Wisconsin. And there aren't a lot of Spanish speakers in Wisconsin. The teachers would take me out of class to learn English.
Is there anything that you are looking forward to doing this summer?
We'll probably go to Myrtle Beach this summer. It's a whole family trip. We go to the beach or hang out at the pool at the hotel. We go out to eat and to the fun park. It has roller coasters and stuff. Next Friday is the 8th grade dance. It's like a prom, but for 8th graders. You take a date, you dress in a suit, and you go to the dance and have fun there. They'll have music and a DJ.
Is there anything that you'd like to say to kids in other countries?
I hope you follow your dreams and never stop believing or trying.